Good morning, everyone, to the first ever Developer Movement Dev Camp. I'm your host, Jonathan Rosenblatt. I'll be here with you all day, kind of orchestrating all of the various different sessions that you'll be seeing, and online with you on the chat to basically field any questions that you might have, and to really be here to just hang out with you and hopefully learn a lot of new stuff. So let me tell you what we're going to do today. And this is actually the first camp of several that we're going to be doing, so hopefully you've registered for all of them, or maybe you wanted to try this one out to see what the format is like. I'll give you all the links at the end so that you can make sure that if you haven't registered already, you certainly can. And also, these are all developer movement dev camps, so basically it's meant for you guys that are part of the developer movement program to learn what you need in order to get started building Windows 8 applications, building Windows Phone applications, and building applications that have Windows Azure as a backend. So what I thought we would do is kind of put together a whole bunch of sessions that will give you just enough of what you need to actually feel out the different platforms, get an idea of what you might be comfortable with in order to go build apps. Now, in theory, you've all joined the developer movement, and if you haven't, now's a great time to do that. Feel free to do that in between the breaks. Developermovement.ca, you just go on the site, quick little form, and you're good to go. And then you're actually registered to start earning points, which of course is actually what the developer movement is all about, right? So the idea is you build apps, and the more apps you build and the more services you add on top of that, the more points you get. The more points you get, the more rewards you get. It's perfect, right? So it's a win-win situation. So what I thought I would show you, again, just in case you haven't heard of the developer movement or you're not part of the movement just yet, is take a look at all the various different types of rewards that you can actually get. Anything from, you know, shakers and Darth Vader USB hubs. And as you see, the bigger the reward, the more points it requires. But you'll notice it goes all the way up to stuff like home theater systems, right? Just for buying, or I shouldn't even say buying, just for building apps, right? So we're here to actually help you get as many points as possible, right? And so hopefully as you spend the day with us, you'll actually be able to get all of that information and get going building your apps. Now, of course, the nice thing is, as part of also being part of the program, is that every once in a while we run these additional challenges. So in this case, there's one actually running right now. Actually, interestingly enough, it ends today. So you could technically still get your apps in today if you just finished up a couple of apps. But basically, if you're not going to enter your app into the current challenge, which is the Windows Phone challenge, that's fine. There's going to be other ones coming up. So, of course, now that you're going to be part of the developer movement, you'll get notifications of when these challenges are up and running. And then you can, of course, submit your apps as they come up. So make sure, stay tuned into those. Now, in order to help you through effectively this maze of building applications, depending on what kind of skill level you're at, you know, you might find it a little bit more difficult to build apps, or you might find it super easy to build apps. Either way, you want to build apps, and you might want help to do that. So what we've done is we've actually introduced developer mentors into the development movement. So basically, these are experts that have joined the movement, if you will, similar to you guys, but that are here to help you in, you know, troubleshoot or brainstorm different things that you could do with your apps and really give you that guidance that you need in order to get your apps done as quickly as possible so that you can get them in for the points or you can get them in for the challenges. So there's a whole bunch of developer mentors that are actually logged on to the chat right now. They're watching the stream with you. They'll be providing their insights. They'll be providing their commentary, but they'll also be providing you with answers to questions that you post in the chat. And a lot of the presenters that you'll see throughout the six camps that we're going to be doing, most of them are actually developer mentors themselves. So if you actually happen to like someone that's presenting, you want them as your mentor, by all means, let us know. Email us at developermovement@microsoft.com. Make sure to tell me who you're interested in mentoring, and I'll make sure to hook you guys up. Or if you don't care who it is and you just want someone that's local to you so that you can maybe meet them offline or find them at user groups or whatever, let me know as well. So when you send me that email, developermovement@microsoft.com, just put in, hey, I live in Calgary, or hey, I live in Toronto. I want someone that's close to me so that I can meet with them. And also make sure to let me know your preference. If you prefer to only meet online, that works too. Or if you prefer to meet in person, or if you don't care, and you can do either or. Point is, these folks are available to help you build apps. They can't write the code for you, but they can certainly help you kind of wind down all the pieces of information that you find all over the internet and really actually get you to the core stuff that you need to do. So make sure you definitely take advantage of that. And as I promised at the beginning, here are all the upcoming the upcoming camps that you can tune into. All the URLs are on the screen there for you. There's the app design camp, which we're really actually going to be digging down into some of the concepts that you're going to be hearing about later today, but really truly getting into the heart of making Windows Store applications look sexy. It's not just about functionality. It's the Windows Store sort of design mentality is that you're going to create sexy apps. So if you're interested in that, the App Design Camp is for you. It's not just for app designers, if that's what you're thinking. There's a lot of great content that it could be done for app designers and also for developers. The Game Camp, as you would imagine with the name, is actually all about gaming, right? And how do you build games for both Windows 8 and also for Windows Phone? And of course, games qualifies you for developer movement points, so that works as well. So if you're interested specifically in how to do games as opposed to things in general, that's probably the one that you want to go into. The Web Camp, that one is for you web developer folks. If you are from sort of that background, you're more comfortable with the web technologies, the Web Camp is actually going to show you how you can take those skills that you're already comfortable with and start building apps with those. Right. So if you didn't know, Windows Store applications can do HTML5 and JavaScript. Not going to go into it too much because you're going to hear a little bit about that later on today, and certainly more about that in the web camp. So if you're doing web stuff today, that's probably the one that you want to tune into. On the .NET side or the .NET camp, if you are a .NET developer, so you're hardcore into C# or you're more working on any part of the app, or especially if you're working on back-end apps, you want to focus on more of the XAML C# side of things. You want to focus on more on the functionality side of things. That one is probably for you. And then that way we're going to go deeper again into some of the things that you're going to hear today, specifically catered at the .NET developer. And then last but not least, the Phone Camp is for any of you guys that are thinking about developing Windows Phone applications for your developer movement points. Or you're just interested in taking your Windows Store applications that you're creating and moving them over into Windows Phone. Now, interestingly enough, as you saw from the points earlier, you actually get additional points for doing stuff like that, right? So if you're doing a Windows Store application, you're going to get points for that. If you're doing a Windows Phone application, you're going to get points for that. If you're doing both, you get points for each. Perfect, right? And then, of course, on top of that, if you add Azure backend services, then you get even bonus points on top of that. So well worth tuning into. By the way, there's also what's called a PlanCast feed. Now, I don't know if you guys know about PlanCast, but if you hit that URL that you see at the bottom of the screen, plancast.com/developer movement, all of the developer movement events that are coming up, now those include both online and offline throughout the country. Anything that can help you build your apps as part of this program, all is going to be listed there. And the beauty of it is that you can actually subscribe to these events that come up so that as we add them in and we confirm them with the various venues across Canada, you'll know about it right away. So that's a great way that you don't have to wait till newsletters, or you don't have to keep checking the developer movement site often. That way you can actually subscribe and it'll just come over to you. So make sure you do that. Tons and tons of activities coming up, both online and in person. So a ton, so you can build your apps. With that, I'm going to get all of the presenters ready to go so that we get you in and out knowing all of this great knowledge for Windows Store, Windows Phone apps. You'll see that in between sessions, we're going to take short breaks. That's actually a perfect time for you to be able to ask questions in the chat. Again, you'll have the developer mentors answering throughout. You'll also have the experts that are presenting afterwards during the breaks. They'll come onto the chat and they'll answer questions on there. And then last but not least, at the end of each session, you're also going to see a session eval link. Be really, really great if you can actually submit your eval to us. That way we know if these sessions are actually useful for you. And more importantly, we know whether we hit the mark or whether there's stuff that you actually want to know more about. And that way we can do more of these virtual camps, so on and so forth. So long story short, really appreciate putting in the evals at the end of each session. And then I'll have one more for you at the end of the day, just for the entire experience of the day. So with that, we're going to take a short break. And this one's really short, just so that we can switch over presenters. And we'll be back and we'll get the day started. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you have a good one. I'll see you more so at the end of the day live with the Q&A with the experts. Enjoy.